My name is Jim Bahoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. The flooring is down upstairs, and it's time to sand. The only time you don't need to sand new flooring is when you're using pre-finished material. There are two types of flooring sanders. The first is the drum sander. These are the sanders to use if your floor's in poor shape or if you need to take off lots of finish. Drum sanders are aggressive. You raise and lower the drum as you're traveling with the machine. Drop the drum too fast, start with the drum down, or stay in one spot too long and you'll sand a trough into your floor. Drum sanders can't get tight to the walls, so you'll need to use an edger as well. A flooring edger is a fairly heavy disc sander. You'll need to hand sand to get into corners. The other type of floor sander is a square pad orbital sander. These accept large, about 18 by 24 inch sheets of sandpaper. You can run a square pad orbital sander tight up to the wall. I've also used orbital floor sanders that accept 4 sanding discs, but haven't seen one of those recently. In my opinion, you can't beat a square pad orbital sander for ease of use. If my floors are in decent shape, that's what I use. If the floors are in poor shape, you can't beat the results of a drum sander. When my primary focus was rebuilding old homes, I always loved sanding floors. Starting the day with a floor covered in layers of gouged and chipped paint, and ending the day with wide pine boards glowing was pretty satisfying. On the floors we're sanding today, the square pad sander is the tool of choice. When I pick it up in the morning from the rental yard, I also pick up my clear floor finish. The most time-consuming part of sanding these floors is driving to pick up the machine and carrying it upstairs. Floor sanders are heavy. It takes a few hours to sand upstairs and load the machine back in the truck. Before I return it, I do a thorough vacuuming of the floor and give it its first coat of finish. I prefer water-based floor finish due to the lower odors and faster dry time. The temperatures didn't allow it the day I finished, but if it's above 70 degrees, I can normally get the second coat on when I return from bringing the sander back to the yard. Always hand sand with a fine grit and clean thoroughly between coats. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.